Business Leaders of Today is presented by Tess Turin, marketing and advertising consultant, and Angel Nowlin, who specializes in business insurance and asset protection.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Business Leaders of Today. Our show introduces the best businesses around our great city of Atlanta, Georgia. I'm Tess Turin with Basica and Next Link Marketing Solutions, your host, and I have next to me co-host Miss Angel Nowlin from the Nowlin Insurance Group. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you today?
You know what? Life gets a little better every day.
How was your work week?
You don't have that kind of time. It's still going, as
that
a matter
good,
of fact.
That good. I can see that.
Right. The both phones, right? It's a sure tip.
Sure is. Well, you know, each week we start off with something positive, some positive notes for our listeners and our guest in the studio. We call them testimonies and angelisms. And I know Angel has plenty and plenty in her bag.
Absolutely.
I'm dying to find out what this week holds for us.
Well, look, I had a grandmother and a great-grandmother. My great-grandmother lived to be 93, so I probably got 20 extra years.
You got good
of
genes.
Right, exactly, of one-liner. So I got enough to probably make a book, if not an encyclopedia.
Well, share one with us today.
Let me see. Actually, it's funny. I went to a networking event the other day. Yeah, it was called Women About Biz. She was on our program. Had a ball. You know, after you've told your story so many times, you know, they tell you come up with this elevator pitch, last 15, 30 seconds, whatever.
Uh-huh.
And finally, I thought, you know, I'm going to use something that I, you know, every now and then when I'm out just for fun, having a good time on a Friday for happy hour, I'm going to throw a curveball. So I go to do this little TV interview, and they said, what do you do for a living? And I said, I sell money machines. Dead silence.
Trying to figure out what that was.
Right. She's like, how do you sell money machine? Where do you get, how did you, I was like, it depends on how much money you want to get out of the machine, but I sell money machines. And she said, money machines? And I said, yeah. She said, where do you keep them? I said, it's kind of like the cloud on your iPhone. You can't see it's up there, but you kind of know it's there. You go to the ATM, you don't see the money, but it comes out.
Right.
And she was like, okay, so how long you been selling money machines? We get into that, and I finally, she said, so tell us about the money machines. I said, well, I have a pet name for them. They're called insurance.
Policies.
Right. So my angelism is get you a good money machine.
I love it.
Whether he's 6 feet tall and 200 pounds, or if you're your own money machine, if you break down, I got something that I actually keep paying.
So true.
Absolutely. I don't think people see insurance as a money machine. They see it as a bill or, you know, something they don't want to pay. But when something happens, everybody wants $1 million check for a 92 Honda Civic.
That's funny. Money machine. That's hilarious. My husband, when he's out and about at parties and things like that, yeah, people come up to him and ask him, well, what do you do for a living? He says, well, I'm a heavy machinery operator.
Right.
And they say, well, what is a heavy machinery operator? He's a pilot.
Right. Exactly. He's like, it's the heaviest machine I think you can operate, isn't it?
It is. It is. So anyway, we have a great, great show for you guys today. In the studio, we have Miss Sonia Waddell from Dove Counseling Centers, owner and operator. How are you today?
I'm great, Tess. How are you?
Wonderful. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
And we're going to do something a little different towards the end of the show today. We're going to talk about the Nowlin Agency, and we're going to talk about Next Link Solutions a little bit.
And where you can get one of those money machines.
That's right. So let's start off with Sonia, though. So, Sonia, tell us a little bit about Dove Counseling Centers.
Sure. Dove Counseling Center is located in Marietta, about 2 blocks from the square. And it's just myself. I'm a licensed professional counselor. I've been providing therapy for 9 years to children, adolescents, and adults. But in my private practice, I only see adolescents and adults beginning at age 12.
Okay.
So I offer individual and family therapy. So I see individuals who are struggling with depression, anxiety, post-traumatic stress disorder, stress, and a number of other
things
issues.
That you don't even know what to call it.
Yeah,
y'all haven't come up with a word for it yet.
Sometimes life just gets the best of people.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
My great-grandmother used to say, you can't measure crazy, baby. Don't even try.
Exactly. So that's one part of my business. And then the other part is I conduct workshops and trainings. Mm-hmm. There is an organization out of Charlotte called Darkness to Light. They're a nonprofit. Their goal is to bring child sexual abuse from darkness to light. So they started a prevention program called Stewards of Children. Mm-hmm. And I go out and I train adults how to protect children from child sexual abuse. How you can you protect them if you don't know the signs? And
right.
So it's a 2-hour course, and the individuals get a booklet. It's interactive. So mm-hmm. it's a video, and then we have discussions, and then we go back to the video, have another discussion. They get a certificate. So they don't have to keep taking the class. It's just a one-time workshop, and it's very informative. You'll be surprised at the stories that the adolescents and adults have, how it's affected them even up until now. But
right.
they also talk about the stories of hope as well.
Right.
And so I can train moms, so different moms groups, youth serving organizations, YMCA, Boy Scouts. Basically, any adult with a pulse
right.
needs to know the signs and
right.
how to protect our children.
It says here you said you were a licensed professional counselor.
Yes.
Assuming, of course, you're not here for my weekly intervention that I get from Tess and Mike. And you said that, I mean, you kind of hit a nerve when you said that you have to teach the signs. Mm-hmm. Do you find that it's not just the signs that people, they don't technically miss them, that the denial is just so deep that it's hard to, it's mm-hmm. hard to see something that you don't even think could happen?
Absolutely. Denial is so powerful.
Mm-hmm.
You can't do anything with it if no one wants to see it.
Or even act like it could happen.
Oh, yeah. Not my child, not my family, because, you know, my child is around people that I know. I don't take my child around strangers. Well, the
right.
truth is 90% of you know, people who abuse children, they know. So
right,
they're not
exactly.
strangers.
And, right.
And I've read that somewhere that even a lot of it is family members.
Yeah, family
which
members.
Which is very, very sad.
Right.
Absolutely.
Well, you know, I was talking to some girlfriends the other day about, and of course, again, as I said before, it's very easy to be judgmental when you don't have kids.
Mm-hmm.
I have a furry son. That mm-hmm. I won't even let him go to the dog pound because mm-hmm. I don't know what, I mean, you know, where they have the dog daycare place.
Yeah, the kennels.
Because
yeah.
I don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
I don't let anybody keep my dog but his grandmother.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like jail.
Right, because mm-hmm. I know she'll love on him and be good to him and won't let anything happen to him.
Right.
Why do you think it is that it's I don't know if it seems more prevalent or if it just is more out there now because of social media and all that.
Mm-hmm.
How people think it's okay to just leave their kids with their boyfriend or mm-hmm. their worst, their friend's boyfriend or mm-hmm. friend's husband or whoever. And that, like, it just seems to be the denial is so deep and they're so lax. What mm-hmm. do you think creates that?
Mm-hmm. Awareness is the beginning of change. And so if people, that's not something that people are just thinking about, you know. As adults, everybody is so busy. They
right.
need a babysitter quick. So they're not thinking about, is somebody going to touch my child? So, you know, this
right.
is a very quick popcorn microwave society.
right.
And parents are stressed, you
right.
know. And so they just need a babysitter. Or they don't fathom that this person would harm their child. So it's not even on the forefront.
Right.
Even
right.
if they just saw it on the news, that's not, you know, not my child. This can't possibly happen to
or
me.
She would tell me, or he would
yeah.
tell me.
And then
yeah,
some people
no.
are very trusting.
right.
And so
too
education,
trusting.
Yeah. And you have to go with your gut.
Mm-hmm.
Also, children are very discerning as well. If your child tells you that, Mommy, I don't feel comfortable with so-and-so, or I don't like so-and-so, pay attention to
right.
that. Do not ignore that.
Right.
So go with your gut and also listen to your child or your children.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, coming from somebody that has a 7-year-old kid, you could probably count on my one hand how many times I've left them with a babysitter. But it could be a problem, you know, because
mm-hmm.
you need time for yourself too.
Right.
Parents
right.
need
Absolutely.
Time for themselves.
Exactly.
So that's another, but that's another therapist.
right. So that's another session.
yeah.
But what kind of tips or advice could you give parents that are out mm-hmm. there that are, you know, that are maybe needing some time and needing somebody, you know, in the community that could help them with babysitting or, you know, helping, you know, along the way. What kind of advice would you give them
mm-hmm.
when you're, you know?
Sure. Moms trust other moms. And so, you know, if you are a part of a mom's group, pair up. So if you need a break, ask your friend to watch your child.
Right. As long as she doesn't have a boyfriend that lives in the house with her or comes to visit.
Right.
Or an uncle
yeah.
or a big brother or whatever.
Yeah.
no offense, Mike. I love you guys. I do. I couldn't live without men.
and so also making sure that There's some safety precautions. Some parents have cameras in their homes and they let their babysitters know. So that's not a bad idea.
Oh, absolutely not. Right.
To do that. And then empowering your child is also important. I would be amiss if I didn't bring this up. Make sure that your children know the correct names of their body parts. My background in all of this is I used to work for child advocacy centers. Mm-hmm. And so that is the place where when children disclose sexual abuse, they go to a child advocacy center, and there are over 600 in the U.S. And so kids don't feel comfortable going to a cold police precinct talking right. to an officer. So they go to a child-friendly environment. They have, you know, things that they can do in the waiting area. They can color child-friendly furniture, right. and they meet with the forensic interviewer.
Okay.
And so I used to do forensic interviewing. So I would go in, meet the mom, introduce myself to her and the child, and then I would meet with the mom. It would be myself, the detective, if defects is involved, a defects worker, and I would explain the interview process and gather information. How did you find out about what happened? Has your child had a forensic medical exam? Mm-hmm. And let them know that their child will be videotaped. You cannot watch. You can go, I'll escort you back into the lobby. The interview is videotaped to preserve what the child says so they don't have to continue to tell what happened over and over again.
Right.
We do let children 5 and up know that they are being videotaped. We don't tell children 5 and under because of their attention span. They will right. get up and play with the camera. And so we do let them know that we're not trying to hide the secret, and then have the child talk about their experience. And then afterwards, we go back and meet with the parents, offer the child advocacy centers offer free counseling for children.
Free. Okay. Oh, wow.
Unfortunately, there are a lot of parents who don't take the center up on that. And so that is crucial because you don't want them going into adulthood still dealing with that issue. Shame, right. guilt, not having healthy relationships. And they also provide support groups for the parents, you know, information. They help you with filling out the victim's compensation because it is a crime. And so they can mm-hmm. get compensated for missing work, that type of thing.
Okay.
And so just want to educate people on that because a lot of people don't know. And so just partnering up, again, back to your original question, with some other parents, going with your gut, crucial interviewing, and making sure that it won't hurt for your babysitters, for the daycare center to have the stewards of children's training as well. Again, sometimes children are trying to disclose, but they can't
right.
because you don't know the signs. This example I use when I go to trainings, there was a three or four-year-old who she didn't live with her dad, so she went to dad to visit. And she called her private area her pocketbook. And she actually carried around a pocketbook. So when she came back to mom, she would said, "Hey, daddy touched my pocketbook." She's disclosing sexual abuse, but because mom didn't teach her or the correct name of her body parts, it went on. So finally it came out. So I cannot express the importance of teaching the child the correct name of body parts and not being embarrassed or feeling whatever for not telling them. It's
right.
educational. They need to know this.
It's such a sensitive subject, such a you know mm-hmm. important topic. Well, why do you think people are afraid to go and talk to somebody once you know they have found mm-hmm. situations like this happen in their family?
Mm-hmm. Some parents have had their own history. They don't want to go through this again. It happened to me, so it's just easier to put it on the rug, let it go. They panic. They, especially if it's a family member, mm-hmm. what is going to happen to the family? They're going to go against me. So they basically freak out. They don't know what to do. Trauma affects the entire family.
Absolutely.
Sexual abuse affects the entire family. The fear of the unknown, they just don't know. And, you know, my question is to parents sometimes, if you don't report it, what is this saying to your child? What are you telling your child?
On that deep note, let me remind everyone out there that you're listening mm-hmm. to Business Leaders of Today. I am Angel Nallen with the Nallen Group Insurance Agency. My co-host is Tess Turin with Basica and NextLink Marketing. We're speaking with Sonia Wydell of Dove Counseling Center. She just hit it home when you said, Tess asked you about why people are afraid to talk to someone. it's funny to me because most adults can't talk about their own stuff. Mm-hmm. So they definitely don't want to talk about their kids' stuff.
Right.
Right? Or because they haven't dealt with their own stuff. Mm-hmm. And you were talking about what kind of message are you send. How hard, because I know that's one side of your practice, and the other side is dealing with the adults.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That also have issues communicating, which is funny, right? Mm-hmm. You ever try to, I don't know if you've ever done a therapy session with an adult and recorded it. They almost start to act like a kid because, you know, as soon as the camera goes on, everybody's on guard or they're thinking about it.
Right.
What have you found the best way is to kind of get people to talk to someone, and how do they find a good therapist?
Excellent question. I would say ask for a referral. If you know someone.
Nobody's going to do that. Crazy people not going to ask nobody. You, by the way, I'm crazy. You know nobody I'm going to talk to? No. Not at all. Ask for a referral.
By saying, hey.
That's where internet marketing comes in.
Right, exactly.
I had to plug myself there.
Hey, so a question I don't have to say is for you. Say, hey, a friend of mine or someone I know.
Right.
You said that you had a good experience with your therapist. I know someone that needs a therapist.
Right.
Can you give me that information?
Right.
Not disclosing yourself. Surprisingly, asking your primary care physician.
Right.
I have gone to my doctor, my dentist, and let them know what I do, explain what I do, and I have given them cards. And so sometimes they partner with, you know, therapists. Mm-hmm. And so asking them. And then also, I mean,
even insurance.
Yeah, you know, therapy's like life insurance. No one wants to talk about it, but everybody needs it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
But you don't want to, most people say, if I die, let me know how that works out. Or if I felt like I needed to talk to somebody. Mm-hmm. Well, I've never quite understood the stigma, especially now where it seems like the world is so open to talk about everything else.
Yes.
But in all actuality, we're not really talking about it because typing it on a computer and blasting out to the world is not talking about it.
Absolutely.
That's, you know, I told you I call that keyboard courage. You can say whatever you want on that computer, but if that person was sitting in front of you, you wouldn't say the same thing because you may be sending a different message than, I really care about what you and your husband do. Who cares? I don't get how other people get so involved in other people's lives with the reality shows. So doing what you do, how have you seen kind of the transition, let's say the last 20 years since the internet and all the social media, as far as the people coming to you, have you seen the issues different because of that?
I have with adolescents, not adults, because of the cyberbullying. And so I used to work in the school system with a grant. I actually did therapy for 3.5 years. And so I've heard a lot of that. They would come, you know, crying. Somebody put this on the internet about me, spreading rumors. So adolescents, yes. Adults, not so much.
Okay. Now, I heard you have something called rapid resolution therapy.
Yes.
I had that too, but it was my great-grandmother who would tell you like it was, whether you wanted to hear it or not. I remember once I was maybe 21, 22, thought I was hot to death. And she said, baby, you used to be a pretty girl. I was like, not anymore, huh? She was like, yeah, you're not as pretty as you used to be. Everybody's not going to be that brutally honest with you, even though I still thought I was attractive. But when you talk about the rapid resolution therapy, what exactly is that?
Rapid resolution is just awesome. It is a very rapid way for people to heal by dealing with the mind. That may sound, you know, like, oh, doesn't everybody do that when you go to therapy? You're dealing with the mind, but this is different. So there are two parts of the mind. You have the intellect mind that is very rational, focuses on the solution, focuses on what you want.
Right.
Okay? Then you have the emotional mind. Here's where the problem comes in. It's total opposite. Focuses on what you don't want. It is negative. It obsesses. It goes into this mindless, you know, spin of mindless overeating, mindless nail biting. It stores a template of how I responded in a similar situation and says, hey, respond in this situation again. And so the problem is when somebody is stuck, they're in the emotional mind. And so that's what I work with. And so that's what caused it to go rapid. So, for example, if someone is in a domestic violence situation, intellectually, they know they need to leave, right? It's the emotional mind that's having the trouble, which is causing them to not leave. So that's what I work with. The emotional mind responds by metaphors, stories, symbols, pictures. This is why we teach kindergartens songs and nursery rhymes. We still know the ABC song. We know Jack and Jill went up the hill. That's all the emotional mind. And so that's what's different from other therapies that people work with is they're dealing with the intellectual mind. Mm-hmm. You can't convince somebody intellectually to leave when they already know it.
Right.
So I focus on the emotional mind with that. So an example, there is a guy that used to be, Army guy used to be in Afghanistan, and he's now back in the U.S. So he's walking down the street, enjoying the weather, whistling across the street. There's a mechanic working on a car. The car backfires, and the Army guy hits the ground.
Right.
Well, why does he hit the ground?
Right, because he's had some bad situations.
Exactly.
With some gunfire, no doubt.
So intellectually, his mind gets that he's in back in the U.S. Mm-hmm. It's his emotional mind that hasn't gotten the message yet. That's why he hits the ground.
Right.
That's what I work with, teaching that part of the mind that this is no longer happening. And so it's like a light bulb going off. So
right.
What's awesome is that I see adult clients average 1 to 5 sessions. There are people I just saw for one session. They're like, I mean, they see immediate results because that part of mine is not worked on.
Right. Well, let me ask you, and I'm only going to go out on a limb here. Mm-hmm. Does it seem like the women have more issues with the emotional mind? I mean, the men have more issues with the emotional mind and women have more issues with the intellectual mind. Because, mm-hmm. and I say that to say, I know when I ask a guy friend of mine, how does he feel? He tells me what he thinks, not mm-hmm. how he feels. Mm-hmm. And with my girlfriends, I ask them, what do they think? And they tell me how they feel. And I'm like, I ain't. And then it made me want to cry. And I was like, yeah, no, that's not what I asked you. What mm-hmm. I asked you is what happened. You know, what, you know what I mean? So
right.
Do you find that that's an even pretty much divide, that women have a harder time dealing with their intellectual side and men have a harder time dealing with their emotional side?
That's a great question. That's a hard question to answer. I will only be guessing because, honestly, I see more women than I do men. And so that's a good...
Right, you have to because they come and talk about them. Girl, how can I get rid of this fool?
Right. But that's
talk to me intellectually.
Yeah, that's a good theory because we are emotional, and so we would do the opposite when you ask that question.
Right.
So I would say that's probably accurate.
We'll talk later because mine is the opposite. I have more of an intellectual... issue. I always think, what's the outcome?
Right.
Does it hurt when you raise your arm? Yeah, stop raising it.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I wouldn't keep raising it and say, that hurts. Mm-hmm. Yeah, people do that. That hurts when I do that.
Right. Well, stop doing that.
Stop doing it,
exactly.
Right?
On that note, you're listening to Business Leaders of Today with Tess Turin, your marketing and advertising consultant, and Miss Angel Nallen from the Nallen Agency. And we are here in the studio with Miss Sonia Waddell from Dove Counseling Center. Miss Sonia,
yes.
It takes such a unique person to get into your line of work.
Mm-hmm.
Almost like a teacher, that helps special needs.
Mm-hmm.
Each client does have special needs and you're helping them. Tell us, how did you get into this line of work? And tell us a little bit about your background.
Sure. Well, I had a cleaning business and I was pretty happy.
Wait a minute.
I know.
How do you open a cleaning business to a licensed professional?
Well, you can look at it like this. First you were cleaning homes, and now you're cleaning minds.
Right. Now you're cleaning hearts. You're cleaning out souls and spirits.
I love that analogy.
Right, we put that on your business card. See, that one was free. Right?
You use your emotional mind to give me that metaphor.
Right.
How do I go from cleaning to counseling? And so this story is really interesting. And so one day I woke up and I'm like, this is not it. I don't know what I'm supposed to be doing,
but
this isn't
up.
It.
Right. It's
and
supposed to be people, just not everybody.
Mm-hmm. So one of the ladies that worked at a facility I cleaned, she gave me a book and it was pretty thick. So I got summoned to jury duty. So I went to jury duty and it was a child sexual abuse case. So I'm reading the book and the story was about a middle school boy who thought about committing suicide, and he went to talk to his school counselor, and the word counselor was in bold. I said, okay, God, this is what I'm supposed to be doing. And it was ironic. It was a sexual abuse case.
Right.
So I could have gone to school counseling route or the professional counseling route,
mm-hmm.
and I chose the professional counseling because I'm not limited. School
right.
counseling limits you. So I did that. And my internship was at a child advocacy center. And so after that, I graduated on Saturday. And on Monday, I started working at a child advocacy center doing therapy and forensic interviews. Mm-hmm. So that's how I got from cleaning houses to being a counselor and I love it. This is my passion.
Nine years later, right?
9 years later.
Wow.
So tell everyone out there, because I see you're in Marietta, which means you're close to my office. Again, I'm starting to think this is an intervention. So I need at least one free session, because I think I can get fixed quick.
Okay.
Yeah, right. As long as there's a martini or something involved in that counseling session, I think I'm just on top of the world. Tell everyone the best way to get in touch with Dove Counseling Center.
Sure. My website is dovecounselingcenter.com, on Facebook, Dove Counseling Center, and I can be reached at 678-374-9727.
And I assume, of course, it's a confidential voicemail.
Yes, it
right.
is.
Yeah, don't scare Absolutely. People with that whole caller ID.
Oh,
you call me back, John, I know that was you. Right? No, you don't want to do that. So, again, we are so glad you came out today, Sonya Waddell with Dove Counseling Center. She is in Marietta. Again, her phone number is 678-374-9727. And, Tess, tell me what's going on at Next Link Marketing this week.
Well, Next Link Solutions, and that's NXT.
Oh, it's Solutions now. Yeah.
Well, it's Solutions because we've added some more services to our portfolio.
Mm-hmm.
But Next Link Solutions is, in a nutshell, an internet marketing company.
Right.
We do everything from designing websites to hosting those websites and managing those websites for our clients on a monthly basis. But more importantly, once you know the websites are up and running, what we do is we drive traffic to those websites through several different medias, search engine marketing, which is your AdWords campaigns that we do for clients. We also do search engine optimization, which gets our clients in the organic section under the map section on the major search engines. And then we also provide them in getting them into that map section as well. There's ways to do that. So we basically with the internet marketing is we're getting them front and center on the major search engines.
Right. Well, you know what? The other day when I was at the networking event I was telling you about where I was selling the money machines, I was talking to some ladies about, you know, and they mentioned the marketing and, you know, they do networking and all that. And I'm like, you know, gone are the days of the big Yellow Page ad, right? Little TV, you know, radio commercial, big Yellow Page ad. You're in business and you're going to make a gang of money. Well, now it seems like as far as getting your customer to you is a moving target all the time. What would be some of the best advice you would give a business owner out there? Let's say even if they're doing pretty decent, but they're like, you know, I'm really still not advertising online.
Yeah. One of the best advice I could give a client is make sure that your website is professional. I think that's, you know, ground zero. If your website it doesn't have all the key points, if it's not well written, if it's not, you know, soothing to the eye, people are, you know, you can do all the internet marketing in the world, but people are going to get on your website. And if it's a homemade website or something that doesn't hit point.
Right, like you wrote it out with your hand.
Right. And you can tell which ones are and which ones aren't,
Absolutely.
You know, which ones are professionally done and which ones aren't. You know, people are just going to bounce off.
Right.
And, you know, you know, your efforts are lost.
Right.
So that I think would be one of the first things that I would suggest to a client is make sure that your website is professional.
Right.
And then from there you can, you know, go into, you know, phase two and phase three and phase four of your marketing strategy. But that would be the number one, area I would start with. And then also too, now we, you know, we're in social media marketing.
Right.
Which has turned into a completely, you know, animal on its own.
Yes, that Twitter.
Yes.
Let me tell you something. I had no idea that I could see every tweet, I guess.
Yes.
Of people's. I had no idea. I thought I would only see the people's tweet I wanted to see, which is like three. Or, you know, the people that I wanted to see mine. I didn't know the world could see it.
Well, not even Twitter, but Facebook. You know, a lot of businesses, they don't have the time or the resources or the knowledge to put together a professional fan page.
Right.
So that's what we do. We help clients put together a professional fan page. You know, I don't know if people know this or not, but you can literally buy likes now.
Oh, yeah. No,
you can buy friends.
A lot of people are creating these fan pages of people who are famous using their name. And they're not real fan pages, but then they're capturing all these people's information and then they're marketing to them.
Right.
If you Google Mariah Carey, there's all these Mariah pages. If you Google anybody famous, there's all these, like Whitney Houston, there's all these pages that's not really theirs, but you would never know that because it looks like theirs.
Well, what NextLink does is we're a little bit more strategic and upfront. We, you know, what we do is we create fan pages for our clients' businesses. And then what we do is we target likes around their establishment. So, you know, within their demographics, there's, you know, the people that we're buying likes from are people that could be potential clients.
I would think buying a like is almost illegal.
No.
It's like paying for services.
It's just
you know,
it's,
it just seems wrong, right?
Well, it's just like marketing, like, you know, with the AdWord campaigns, you know, you're going to buy, you know, just like in the yellow pages, like you were saying before,
space,
in the yellow
right.
pages, you know, you bought the double full page and you got yourself in the front of the phone book to get the most calls.
Right.
Same thing, you're buying the likes so you can create the buzz around the community and, you know, push out promotions from there. So, you know, it's just a great way to market your business, and it's so necessary now.
Oh, absolutely. You got to do something. I mean, you know, shaking hands and kissing babies is not going to get it anymore. Absolutely not going to get it. Mm-hmm. I wish it did. Then I'd be rich because that's my favorite thing to do.
And then the other side of the business, now I'm taking you from the internet side to the print side, because, you know, we help start up companies, you know, with something as simple as business cards, you know, letterhead. We do analytics for businesses that are looking to tap into new markets. And we also do direct marketing, which is it's a huge benefit to clients. That I would say, you know, if you want to drive business with, you know, through the store, a direct marketing is kind of a 1-2 punch because you're able to, you know, get your name out there, your logo and your branding, but it also has a strong ROI. For businesses, you know, that return on investment is very, very important. So, you know, with having a professional direct marketing piece that's going to get to the right person at the right time and the right message,
right?
You know, the returns can be very, very, very great.
Absolutely.
So we have, you know, success on that, you know, on that in that market as well.
I do want to remind everyone out there, you're listening to Business Leaders of Today. I am Angel Nowlin with the Nowlin Group Insurance Agency. I am speaking with my co-host here, Tess Turin, with NextLink and Basica Marketing. And she's giving us some good internet and advertising tips. Tess, you know what? I don't think you've given your company information out in a while, how they can get in touch with you.
No. So NextLink.com, and we're all over. If you Google Atlanta website, companies, you know,
I know how to get to the front page.
Yeah,
right?
We're on the front page of the major search engines, SEO, things like that. So, you know, we are found. That's another recommendation that I would get if you're looking to hire a website or a, you know, internet company, make sure that they're appearing.
Good point. Never thought about it like
make
that.
Make sure they're appearing. But NextLink is NextLink.com. And you can reach me directly. I would be happy to get you any information and share any information that I can and help your business in any way that I can. And my direct line is 770-755-8217. And again, that's NextLink.com.
Well, thank you so much, Tess. And
you're
again,
welcome.
We want to thank Ms. Sonia Wydell from the Dove Counseling Center for coming out. And Marietta, thank you again, Sonia, for coming out.
Thank you for having me.
So, Angel,
ladies,
enough about myself. Let's talk insurance.
Oh, let's not. Man, I've been talking insurance all week. I just blow my brains out today. The only thing I have to say about insurance is the only two things you got to ask yourself, what is your risk and what do you want your reward to be?
Mm-hmm.
That's the only thing that matters. I think people don't realize. They're like, oh, I want the state minimum coverage. Then that, when you have an accident, that's what you're going to get, the minimum. And anything over that, you are self-insured. It comes out of your pocket. I actually had a customer tell me the other day that was not true. She said, well, no, the insurance company pays for everything. I said, no, should they pay up to the limits of your policy? Anything over that, you see all these, you see more attorney commercials than anything on TV, right? Because guess who they suing? You.
I had an attorney that was a very good friend of mine. This was years ago. And she gave me some good advice. She said, never, ever go under $100,000, $300,000, $100,000 on your car insurance.
Right. That's what I automatically
And I always remembered that. I mean,
doesn't
since
matter.
I was in my early 20s, I always remember that. It stuck with me.
Absolutely. You got some great advice. Let me tell you, when I do people's car insurance, not only do I, that's the only thing I offer. Once I explain it to them why you need this, and that's not even the maximum coverage for the record. Mm-hmm. Most states is $250,000 or $500,000. Some have a million aggregate where it's just $1 million across the board. Once I tell them what it is, I have never, ever had a customer say, well, that's okay. I really want less coverage.
So if somebody,
it's never happened.
So the 100, 300, just educate us for the people that might not know. Educate us on what that coverage means.
Well, the short version, liability means if you're in a wreck and you're at fault, those limits is how much we're going to pay out per accident. It's $100,000 per person, no more than $300,000 per accident. So if you're in an accident and four people's in the car and one of them's killed and two break their arm, and the most we're going to pay out is $300,000 divided mm-hmm. by four.
Not very much.
Which
right.
is not very much. So if you have the state minimum, which is only $25,000, $50,000, that's the most we're going to pay out.
Yeah.
And if you think someone's going to walk away from an accident, even if it's not bad, with that little bit of money, probably is not going to happen. If you have any assets at all, they're going to come after you.
Now, sorry.
No, I was going to say, what people don't realize, and also with uninsured motorists, you give yourself the same coverage.
That was my question.
If somebody hits you and they don't have insurance or don't have enough, you give yourself $100,000, $300,000. I'm telling you, every policy I see, the self part of their insurance is always lower. So why would you insure your own self for less than you would insure somebody else? I don't really, it is literally dollars different.
Yeah, the uninsured, dollars. That was, you took the words right out of my mouth. That was good. And in some states, they don't require uninsured,
they
but it's
not.
So necessary.
Yeah, they don't require it in Georgia. It's not a requirement to have it.
Yeah.
But, you know, 30% of the people on the road either have no car insurance or they're underinsured.
Right.
You know, the limits in Tennessee are only, I think, 10,000, 15,000. So if somebody hits you from Tennessee, you're in trouble. Mm-hmm. And if you're hurt, that's just the way it is. Mm-hmm. So that's usually the biggest thing. But once you explain it to everybody, it's a no-brainer. Mm-hmm. It's an absolute no-brainer. And I told you, I sell money machines. Buy you a good money machine. Buy the most expensive money machine you can afford. Mm-hmm. Because if you break down, you want the money machine to keep paying. I mean, if you make $100,000 a year and you get sick or you get hurt and can't work, your money machine has got to pay out at least $100,000 a year for you to survive. Mm-hmm. If your money machine only pays out $50,000, you will not survive that. And that's accident insurance, life insurance. I tell people that is how you determine insurance. What will it take if your money machine breaks down, whether your money machine is yourself, your husband, whatever it is, mm-hmm. how am I going to make up for that money? Because you got to make up for it if you're going to survive. There's no such thing as too much life insurance. It does not exist.
Mm-hmm.
It does not exist. I get a call probably once or twice a month when people say, I was calling to get some life insurance. I know something's wrong. Somebody's sick. They've been to the doctor. They got a bad report. And the younger you get it, the cheaper it is. I got my first big insurance policy. I think I was 22, 23. Mm-hmm. And I think I still have it. And it was like $9 a month for like $500,000. But it was an investment portfolio, so it's a little deeper than that. But the fact I got it so young, and now, just a few years later, because I'm not much over 21 now, it is still barely over that because I got it so long ago that it doesn't – it's different when you go in to try to get insurance all of a sudden at 50 years old. Now I need to get some life insurance. You're going to be ranked based on what they call your mortality rate, which is how long they think you're going to live.
Interesting.
Which is scary, right? So if your premium is $350 a month, your mortality rate is probably kind of short.
So what's the difference, talking life insurance for a second, what's the difference between term and
whole?
Yeah, term and whole.
I usually don't sell those that often. Term is basically what it says. For a period of time, that's how much insurance you have, and that's what the payment is. Whole is you pay it over your whole life.
I see.
So it never changes, whether you live 60 years or 70 years or whatever. But I tell people, just get a money machine. It mm-hmm. doesn't matter where, you know, I prefer you to get it from me, obviously, but just get a money machine because you're going to need it one day.
And I know that you have a fairly new office over in Marietta.
I do.
So give everybody the address and how to step by and talk to you about some insurance.
It is 3595 Canton Road. I'm actually in the Kroger Shopping Center next to the UPS store.
Perfect.
Perfect. Oh, and my office number is 678-853-1100. Unfortunately, I'm almost always there, even on Saturday morning sometimes.
Well, thanks, Angel. And we want to thank Sonia Waddell again from Dove Counseling Centers, owner and operator. Thanks so much. for coming out and sharing all that great information with
thank
us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Right, and I saw you taking notes when I was talking. Stop it. And if you miss any part of our show, feel free to go on our website, businessleadersoftoday.com, and you can listen to this show or any of our past shows. Or if you want to be a guest on our show, you can go to businessleadersoftoday@gmail.com. I am Angel Nallen with the Nallen Group, your business insurance specialist, and I'm going to be your best friend on your worst day.
And I'm Tess Turin, your marketing and advertising consultant, where our business is growing your business.
Have a great weekend, everybody.